Alright, we are on Tennis Poem of the Days. We are up to the two dots. We're up to the words Carbolo Dite Oisi Oisel, which is about two-thirds down. We left off, we were learning the Maskana, Halacha, based on the words of Machav, the Shulchan Aruch, as well as Mishneh Berurah. The person doesn't hear the words that are said, whether or not you're Yotze the Shema. And we left off with an interesting reading of the Mechaber that says that even if you don't hear what you're saying, then you're still Yotzi B'Dieved. However, he says, Uvavachi Yotzi B'Sfasim. You can't just think it.
Right.
Hear or...
Say with
yes, right.
Lip service.
Lip service, exactly. All right. So, Karbo Dikta Be'Yotzi Yisrael, which you read the Shema, but you were not particular in the way you were saying the words, the letters, the way the Rashi translates it over here is Shemigangim, you're slurring it, you swore probably, or maybe, right?
Well, so that's a question. Can you say the Shema if you're inebriated? Let's say, seriously, Simchas Torah, you had a good time, and then comes time for Marav, and you didn't, you want to say Shema, you want to, you know.
Well, the question is, can you have Kavana? Can
right.
you have Makabal Malchashmayim? We're going to end up seeing that at the beginning of the fifth parak.
Okay.
So maybe about 8 years
from now. Those at 11.
We learned that out from the Tefillah Schana about
right.
being
okay.
drunk.
So you still, I thought she was drunk.
She
right,
was drunk, so it gets into that Indian over there. So stay tuned. Don't you want to miss that one? So anyway, the Mishnah said, "Karbalo Dita Voice Seha." This is a direct quote of our Mishnah, and the Mishnah said that what did the Mishnah say? So,
"Karesh Ma'avodash Milazni Yatzer Yosi Malo Yatzer Karbalo Diktek Beosi Yoser Yosi Mir Yatzer Yehuda Malo Yatzer."
So you have a machlokas over here,
right? Yeah. So
okay.
Rav Yossi and Rav Yehuda.
Okay.
So
Tes Vavam Aleph. Why am I looking at the first mission over there? Right. So that's the safe. That's the safe of the mission. Right. So you have a machlokas, whether or not you're
Yotze.
Okay. So let's see what the Gemara says. Omer Rav Tavi, Omer Rav Yossi, Halacha Kedivri Shnehem L'Hakya. So we already talked about the first of the two, about not hearing the Shema, and that were Makel in that case, your Yotze, which we saw. And also the Halacha is, we're lenient with regard to not being so particular in the ways that you say in the Shema, you're also fulfilled your obligation. If we look at Rashi explains this in greater detail. Halacha Krevi, Yehuda, the low boy Shemia, says you don't need to actually hear it. The halacha korab Yosi the little boy diktu. You do not need it, which means it's not ma'akev. That if you don't do it, then you haven't fulfilled the obligation. So if we look in our sheets, which we saved from last week, of course.
No, we gave back.
Darn it. I was
put them in tomorrow.
It's all right.
Possibly.
Well, listen.
I have one extra.
No, I'll listen.
Yeah. Put mine in tomorrow.
It could be a different one. So this is actually the first sif in Simon Samach Beis, which says Mishlo Diktek B'Kriyas Shema. This one's going to be a little bit shorter. Person who's not Diktek. Oh, well, Mishmiel Ozno, which is last week we discussed the
inyan
of right. Which is interesting. The Mishnah first talks about the case of being able to hear it. Right? Then it brings down the case of being medactic, the OCSL. Here, for some reason, the halacha, it's reversed. It's inverted. That first we have the halacha of being medactic, the OCSL, which is the latter part of the Mishnah, and then over here.
Are we referring to Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, or referring to the body of the Shema? And I'm asking it for a reason.
Well, I would say it's the whole Shema. I would say it's the entire Shema.
Okay. But I'm saying to us, if, let's say you said Shema Yisrael, Shema Kenesh, Shema Chod, which more people know, and then you funk it around with the words, you because you said the Shema, and the Shema, you know, we said is the key thing, and it's the rice and everything else like that, that should make it, you know, that's the most important part. And if you were not as medakdek in the other parts, it wouldn't be as a problem.
Right.
Maybe I'm wrong, but I was just thinking, because that's really the ikar of the Shema.
Well, maybe the Mishnah Berurah will comment on that, whether it is only talking about the beginning of the whole thing. So let's see this first sip. Afal pi she mitzvah ledakdek b'yosi yoseha. It's a mitzvah to be, whatever that means, ledakdek b'yosi yoseha, we said it means to say it in a very clear, crisp manner. Karav lodikdek b'hen yatsa, which is exactly what the Gemara says. Okay. Look at the Mishnah Berurah over here. The Mishnah Berurah translates the word zikdek, or daktek b'yosi yoseha, differently than Rashi. Says the Mishnah Berurah, which is all the way in the bottom of the page, v'lo dikdik, ein ha'inyan shalu hisker at tables osios. Not talking about a case where you did not say the words or the letters. If you didn't say the words, or you missed some of the letters, or some of the words, all the way down here, okay, where the lines are wide. In that case, shibabade lo yotz. It's not underlined. Something else. Certainly have not fulfilled your obligation. You have to say the words. You have to say the letters. What does that mean? That you did not give a space between certain words. Oh, shall tiz karu. So he's already explaining. That's obviously not just talking about the Shema itself, the first sentence, the first pasuk. It's talking about the whole thing. Okay, that's what Mishnah Berurah is clear. So, medakdek b'yosi yoseha means either, which the second language of the Mishnah Berurah sounds like Rashi, that you have to say it in a very clear way so it's not mixing up with different letters or different words. But the first one is not to have breaks. You have to have breaks or space in between.
If you
in between
look,
the
words. Costco has it. He gives certain breaks in the Shema.
With the lines.
Yeah. Is that where it's supposed to be separated? Because a lot of people don't even know that it exists, and not everybody does it. But also, if you're here, you have it right there. You look at the Shema, right? Take a lot of scroll. He specifically puts lines. Right? Nobody else does that. Most people are not even going to know.
Right.
I mean, you look. You have it.
Yeah. So the significance of those lines
is probably for the breaks. But I'm saying most Siddurim
do not have it.
Do not have it. You say, the Shema Yisrael Shem. Hey, you see the lines in here?
Right.
Most Siddurim don't have it.
So how are you going to know? Those are obviously there for the breaks.
Right.
And that probably the breaks, but I'm saying nobody knows that you're supposed to have those breaks.
I mean, those breaks, as far as I understand it, are there specifically because those are words that if you run one into the other,
right,
you can change the meaning.
That's what I thought.
That, but based on what we're learning now, no, there's supposed to be certain breaks because you might run one into a, so that's what the breaks are for, and but most Siddurim don't have, but Oskol has. Yeah. Oh.
So what does that mean?
It's Oskol. An Oskol Siddur.
The Gemara elsewhere is going to actually go through some of these breaks.
Right.
But which is interesting that some of them which are the Gemara talks about, which we'll see, are not part of the Art Scrolls breaks. For example, Aleph Avecha.
Right.
They say two words in which the last letter and the first letter are the same.
Yeah.
That's where you have to be.
Have to have a break.
Because
it might run, so
end up making it as
weird
one word.
In the word, right. And he doesn't have a break by that.
No, he doesn't. Which is interesting. But other places, he certainly has quite a few. But
a lot.
But that's the...
Some, to me, don't even make sense why there should be a break there. It's like, you know, in saying it, you have to really force yourself to stop it. So the way, you know, you're taught to say it's...
Same thing with emphasizing the Zion and
the Tizkuru. Well, there's a reason. Because you want to be the Tizkuru. Tizkuru is a completely different meaning than Tizkuru. So that you can understand. That's not hard to say, but a lot of these breaks, I'm saying if you say the Shema like you've said it since you were a kid, and you look at the breaks, why does he have a break here? It doesn't even make sense.
If you look at these...
Right,
these
some of them are very difficult.
I would have...
Stop at. That's my
so point. Far, every single one that I've seen, it's because there's either... an aleph or an ayin at the end of the word, or the very first letter of the next word is an aleph or an ayin. Every single one. That's the significance of every single one of these breaks. It's interesting. If you look at that, that's how he breaks up. And because the two silent letters, you're more prone to potentially run or
one word into the other. Yeah.
That's how he does. That's what's done over there. But clearly in halakha you're supposed to, right? Why does every sitter not say it, have it this way? Because it's self-explanatory. You have to say the words. So why do I have to have breaks to tell you that? Obviously, you say the Shema, so it's clear. But
obviously, people run through it.
Well, the question is, how many people honestly
look at this
and say, "Oh, there's breaks."
Since the Silent Brachos, I've been looking at it more than I ever did before. I find it hard, as I said, having davened all those years at whatever speed you want to say. It just some doesn't have a rhyme or reason. It's very hard to break it those places.
So I mean, that's what he says, and we'll see the next line of Mishnah Berurah, which is the last line actually on this page, in a few moments because it's going to be connected to a Gemara which we'll see toward the bottom of this Amud. So let's move on. The Yomar Rav Tami. So we saw already a quote from him before. What does the following pasuk in Mishlei mean? The pasuk says shalosh heina. There's three things lo tisavena, which can never be satisfied. That one can never be satiated through these three things. What are these three things? Shaol, the grave, the otzer, rechem, and literally the barren womb. Okay, so we have three different things which. Are brought down.
There's only two.
Shaol.
The grave, the narrow part of the womb, and where's the third one?
That's probably very helpful. Yeah.
Right? You see two. Where's the third?
Yeah, for some reason.
Hold on.
Chapter 30.
Proverbs 30, 15 through 16.
Okay. So there's only two, he was saying.
Yeah. I only see two.
That's a problem. Can't pass anything by you guys, huh? So it's, in the meantime, while you look it up, we'll see what Rashi says over here.
Yeah.
Oh, you have it?
Yeah, it says the grave, the confined womb, and the earth.
And the earth.
Which is not sated with water, fire, which is not sated.
Yeah, but it doesn't say in the Gemara.
It doesn't mention earth. No. The earth. Okay. So... it does not, but we're quoting this pasuk not to tell us these three things, but to compare two of the three. So for that reason, the Gemara was not compelled to mention all three for some reason. Okay. V'chima inyan shol etzel rechem. The Gemara asks, what is the comparison between the grave and the womb? Elolomu l'cha, because they're both written right next to each other. So what's the significance between the two? Long enough to tell you, ma rechem machnes umotzi, ashol machnes umotzi. That just like when it comes to the womb,
which gives off birth, and the grave is where you die.
He dies, and people will also be motzi. Person will enter into the grave, and motzi ultimately, eventually, come out of the grave. Odevar and kavu chomer. When it comes to the rechem, to conception, it's quiet. But when the child is born, it's bekolikolos, with a lot of noise. So shoyel, when it comes to the grave, that a person enters, eulogizing, crying, right? Certainly, later on, by Tchias HaMesim, it will be Koli Kolos with tremendous cries. So what does that sound like? It must be people are going to be very sad by Tchias HaMesim.
This is
a shofar. Exactly. It's referring to, as it's brought down in Rashi and Masechet Sanhedrin, Perichelik.
This comes from Yeshaya. 27,
what this idea?
And it'll be on that day, great shofar will be blown.
Right, the kav shofar gadol. But nonetheless, the concept of the Kiyat Shofar is also brought down in Sanhedrin. Anyway, so Bikoli Kolos, there'll be a tremendous, a loud noise. And Mikan, from here, Chuvel Omrim Entches Mesim Mida Torah. From here is one of the answers that there is to Chesim Mesim, the fact that we compare one to the next.
So this goes against some of the things we're learning in Sanhedrin.
What was that?
This is the here's where you hear those, because some people remember, somebody said there was no Trias and Mason, there's no Alam Abba, there's no. Didn't we just learn that in the last couple of weeks in Sanhedrin? Some Mando Maris, I don't remember who.
That there's what? There is no.
One guy said, remember there was one guy
Hill
said.
Hillel.
Yeah. See, there is no.
Mashiach.
Not
Hillel as often, but different
Hillel.
Is he like a Karite or?
No, the Gemara interprets it is that. When Chizkiah, who was potentially going to be the king,
right,
could have been Mashiach because he made a mistake,
right?
Because he didn't sing. So for that reason, Mashiach will not come about. The Messianic era will not come about through mortal man, but rather Hashem Himself directly will cause the building of the Beis Hamikdash without an actual human being. But we don't hold like that. In fact, the Gemara says that it's wrong to say such a thing because there's other support. Which shows that it's not textually true. Rather, Mashiach will always be a human being that will bring forth the Geula. Okay. Anyway, so let's move on. Tani Rav Oshia Kamei Derava. This is actually going to go back to our art scrolls, which I'm glad they still kept them open. We're going to get to this in a second. Uksavtem Hakol Biksav. Uksavtem Hakol Biksav. Afil Tzavaos. When it says Uksavtem, which is referring to the writing of your mezuzah, as well as inside your tefillin, everything needs to be written. Even the Tzavaos, even the commandments to do so. In other words, the pasuk says Uksavtem.
That's
the question, why do I have to write that sentence as part of... No, that is also... an integral part, supposed to be written down. Okay, why would you think otherwise? I'm not sure, but that's what the Gemara says.
I think it's superfluous. I mean, you're fulfilling the mezuzah, you're
right.
Putting in it, you know, the Shema. What do you need to say? You've got to write in the mezuzah. Here's the mezuzah, put it inside. Why would you have to duplicate your effort? I mean, just stop and think about it, you know.
Very interesting, in general.
What's that?
That whole thing of having instructions in the same thing with the Torah. In the Torah, it says you should learn the Torah, and learning that is learning Torah. We've discussed this about it. And like the same thing with the mezuzah, it says you should write the mezuzah in the mezuzah.
Right.
So I don't know what the term for that is, self-instructing.
Right.
It's also in case it's in terrible times, and all that's left is one mezuzah someplace, it's self-replicating.
Right.
That's
true too.
It's like a computer. It's like computer programs. Most of them have a read file that gives you instructions on how to use it built right in, because you always lose the manual. I don't know, Calvin manual. Where's the manual?
So the way that Rashi interprets this is, how do you see that from the word uksavtam? Right? Uksavtam, write them, could also have a double meaning. Two words. Says Rashi, shnei ksiva tama, should be complete. The writing should be Tom. Like a Tom is not the simple son. Tom is someone who is perfect, complete, b'shleima. Right. So that's what it means. Uksav Tom almost as those b'sach mishmacha means that it should be completely written.
Like
even this. Right. Exactly. So that's how the Gemara interprets based on that word that even the tzvos, even the commandments such as ukshartem, uksavtem, also need to be written in one's tefillin and one's mezuzahs. Continues the Gemara.
Okay.
Yeah.
The word Tom, we came across this in our learning, I think, on Shabbos, and we had somebody Tom, or somebody spoke about the word Tom,
yeah.
And it occurred to me that the word Tom is a very interesting word, because, you know, Tom means complete,
right.
But it also means end, but of course when something is completed, it ends,
right.
But it's also Osios made, spelled backwards.
Right.
Yeah, 440. This is the Gemashia of Daniel Moshe.
Who's the
name?
Oh.
But if you add one more, it becomes Enes, Tom. Enes.
Sounds like you put some thought into it.
Yeah, well,
I just bought this for some Russia.
Because a Tom is complete.
Yeah.
a person who lives a complete life.
Yaakov
is Mace.
Yeah.
Mace is someone who lived a complete life.
And because MS is
ended.
MS is taking, you know, it's from beginning to end. It's the first letter of the alphabet, last letter, and the letter in the middle.
Which means you led a complete
But to get to MS, then you really, you know, it's like it covers all bases. It's not like A to Z, it's like A through Z.
Without skipping anything, right? Okay. Omer Leis, Limar says, Gemel Chmani, who's this like? This must be like Rabbi Yehuda, he, the Omer, Gabi Sota, Olos Kosub Savos. Olos Kosub Savos, Eno Kosub. What it says, when it comes to writing down the various, for the parchment, for the wayward wife who secluded herself, even though she was married, you write down, there's the curses that are written upon, but the commandment to do so, brought down a portion of Sotah, is not written down. Okay? Bahasam hudaksev because of Esaos Eila. The reason why is because what does it say over there? You shall write down these curses, which seems to exclude.
You shall write down. Because you don't need, because the curses are put into the water, and they act as the thing for the woman if she's good. She becomes pregnant, she's bad, her stomach opens up and she dies. So you don't need the commandment, it's not going
to
be
there. There's more to that. Because for the mezuzah, you're putting it on the wall, and having this on.
But it's a chol olam, it's forever. But this is disappearing, dissolving in the water.
That's the point, because you are, with the sota, you're destroying shemos. So that therefore, you would, even though you're given the heter to do it, you want to minimize the number of words.
But I'm saying, but what do you have to put the instructions? Instructions don't affect what's going to happen to the woman. It's the words.
Right.
And they're going to be eradicated.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So it's the one thing, like you said, if you fast over the last mezuzah in the world, Pastor Shalom is the top of the
But this nobody's going to find.
Exactly.
You're
destroying words, exactly.
There's got to be, even though you're supposed to do it and you're allowed to do it, there's a sensitivity that you really want to keep to a minimum.
Okay. So they're all very valid reasons maybe why it's written that way. Over here, when it says uksavtem, it means even svos, nami. So atu time, so therefore we're gonna learn it out from Rabbi Yehuda. So atu what? Tamid Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Dakseb Kosav. You're telling me the reason why Rabbi Yehuda says that we do not write svos, the commandments, is because it says by the sota only the word and write. Tamid Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Dakseb Alos in Samoslo. Because it says only write that, it says the curses.
The actual curses, nothing else.
Yeah. So it's not based on the word Yuksav Tam, which is Tamim, Tam, complete. Here it's not written that way, it just says Vakasa. It's because it says the curses, implying not the command. It's, you need both. Savadat Gmina Nela, Ksiva Ksiva Mahasam. Maybe you would think that there is a Gzer Shava that exists. They both say the word, the basic shorish to write. Mahasam alos in tzvos lo. Avhocha nami tzvos lo. Kosav rachmano ksatim pil tzvos. You would maybe think that when it comes to mezuzah, compare it to the sota. Just like by the sota you do not write the commandment, maybe also by the mezuzah we do not write the commandment. Therefore it has to write ksav tam, that it's telling us, no, that even the commandment is written there as well. Okay. We're going to get down to the next two dots. But there's a lot to discuss, including the art scroll sitters that were put away, which is perfectly fine. Tani Rabbi, because you don't need it anymore. Tani Rabbi, Avadim, Kamedi Rabbi, Blimadatem. What does it mean, Blimadatem, Osamas, Benechem? What is the significance of these words? Shelumodcha Tam, that you're learning or you're reading should also be tam. So you suggest, why are we learning this piece of Gemara? Because we just mentioned uksav tam, so now we can also darshan the word v'limadatam in the same manner. That you're learning or the reading of it should also be tam, should also be perfect.
So if it's not perfect, you wouldn't be yotze.
Right, which is interesting because it sounds like it's the same piece of Gemara, at least according to one of the opinions of the Mishnah Berurah. Sheitin revach bein hadveikim, that you have to have a space between the words, right? And therefore, lamadcha tam. When you recite it, every word will be complete. Ani Rabba Basrei Kagon, Rabba responded after him. He said, for example, the following words. And you'll see, again, it's not in the art scroll this way, but the common denominator of all these next examples where you have to be careful is that the last letter and the next first letter are the same. Alevavecha, alevavechem, b'chol levavecha, b'chol levavechem, esev b'sadcha, b'manatem mehera, hakanat p'tzil, eschem me'aretz. So all those words have those letters next to one another. Okay. Fine. Omer Rav Chama Rebbe Chanina, Kol Kore Kriyishma. Interesting Gemara, which we'll discuss in a moment in greater detail. If you say the Shema, being meticulous and careful in the words, which again, it sounds like it's the same thing we were talking about, what is our sechar? What is our reward? This is probably one of the more unusual sets of reward you'll ever find. What will happen if you're medaktik b'yoseh yoseh, misanin lo gehenem? Gehenem, which apparently is a very
hot place.
Very hot place.
It's cool.
You know, cool it down a little bit for you. Instead of it being 100 degrees or 3,000 degrees, they'll turn it down a little bit for you. It'll cool you off. The question, obviously, is what does one have anything to do with the other? What's the mita k'neged mita? It's the quid pro quo. We'll see a few answers. That's how we'll stop. But before that, we're going to see the Tosus above as well. Shneimer, the pasuk says, "Defrosh shnei melachim ba tishalig b'tzalmoy." Al tikre bifrosh, which means to break. The kings will be broken. Ella bifarish, one who is mafarish, one who explains, one who is meticulous and careful in explaining and clearly saying the words. Al tikre b'tzalmoin el b'tzalmoves. It will protect you from the shadow of death. And the word before that in the pasuk is sheleg.
Snow.
Show me, it'll cool you off, right? So therefore, a person who is a bifarish is very careful in the way that he's
enunciating
the words. But to him, to shelling with salmoy, there will be snow on the time of salmodas, the time of when he is encounters death. Okay, let's see this post over here.
In other words, the tzaddik who does this should put the skis on the roof of his car.
I guess so.
Yeah. Where's ice skates on?
Yeah. Alright, let's see this last tosis over here. Bein hadveikim. So the kasha we should all ask is the kasha on the art scroll. Why is the art scroll so makbid about putting these lines not by where the Gemara says, but between the Aleph and the Ayin? Aleph and the
Ayin.
So listen to this. So Aleph is Moisef, he adds on to this. Kigon v'charach. If you don't put a space, so what is Rav Ilfus doing? He's concerned with the fact that there is the Av, which so the art scroll learns Tosfos. The Chayim Moisif, and he also adds, or he
well, Av has got angry, and maybe it becomes like Choref, which is winter.
Exactly, that's right. And completely different meaning.
Completely different meaning, right? It's Choref.
That's right.
Winter.
Very good. Urisem Oso. Again, there's an Al. Usachartem S. Basisem S. Shitzarath Litin Revach Bein Mem Shibuso Teva. The Mem Sofi. La Aleph Shib Techilas Teva. Fine. Shiak around. The Chain Sarech. So that's that. So we see clearly the art scroll. This is what the Tosus says. Aleph Ayin. Tosus ends. The Chain Sarech. Lahat is Zion shall tizakru, so Yishma Shin, Laman Shayuanu Sakhar, Mitzvos, the Ain Lanu Lasus Al Nasakabu Pras.
So, what's the big deal? Everyone's Laman Tizakru. Everyone here said, why that particular word?
Tizakru. Right, in order, so Laman Tizakru, in order that I should get Sakhar. I'm doing it for reward, which is not the reason why we do Mitzvos. So we're meticulous to say, no, it's Laman Tizkru, so that one should not think it's Laman Tizkru. All right, let's look at this last line of the Mishnah Berurah over here. The last line of the Mishnah Berurah which actually continues one more line, which is a source sheet, which we do not have. But nonetheless, the last line of the Mishnah Berurah said Yatsim. If you are not Ledaktik Yoseha, you've fulfilled your obligation. We call Makom Yizahir Ma'olachil Bazet. You should still try to be very cautious. The Isa B'Shas, and it's brought down somewhere in all of Shas. Hamadaktik Bahen, if you're Madaktik. Scharo, what's your reward? Shemesan lo Gehenna. Argumar? That Gehenna will be a nice cool place for you. Shehu Mida Kenegan Mida. What's the Mida Kenegan Mida? What does one have anything to do with another? The fact that I say Mantizgru, that what does that have to do with Gehenna and cooling off? So he says like this, Shema'achar Shehu Ma'orer. That's the end of this page. Since after you've already caused yourself to be awakened, Arur Atzmo Bazet, Umeinia Eschumo HaTivi, that you have removed from yourself the nature which was inbred within oneself to go quickly. Ledaktik Yoseyos, that a person has the speed to want to go jet speed, and to go, I'm on fire, and move, quick. That's your desire, you're quick. And that is considered to me chumo hativi, the fire within to want to move quickly. However, in the person who is medaktik, who is able to cool themselves down, then their Gehenna will also be cooled down. We'll just conclude with two other thoughts over here. He brings down, in the name of the Magid Taluma, he brings down like this. What is the Mida Kenegin Mida? Because the Pasuk says with regard to Torah, Halo Kodiri Ke'eshnum Hashem. Torah is compared to
fire,
a source of heat. Behine Nishtoha Be'esh, since you delayed and engaged yourself in something which was a heat source, Torah, by going slow and engaging in that proper heat source, in this aseg b'shiyaso lahafides osios, by separating the words, or yuzes scharo linotzel mimedoros esh. That's the reason why you're saved from the negativity of fire, because you attach yourself for a longer stretch of time for. And he gives the other answer, which we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, and we'll conclude with one other answer. He says, you can answer them, Acher Shehu Matom B'Kriyat Shema, since you delayed and spent time, L'itin Rebach Ben Advekim, spending time breaking between the words, came so too, Mantin and Lo, we will also wait, Shitstan and Lo Gehenim, it will cause Gehenim to remain cold. Ki Kol Dabar Reitzach, anything which gets warm, Shu Oimed Britzichaso, that's standing in its heat source, Imrotza, Shitstanin, if you want it to cool off, right, you have a hot pot on the stove, it takes time for it to cool off. So, Sarach Lahabdin Zman, Ma Kedei Shitstanin, explains to Ein Yaakov. So, just like a boiling hot pot, if you want it to cool off, you take it off and you have to wait. So, since you waited, and therefore, it's as though
the right kavana, because you're saying it slowly, you're waiting to say the words properly.
That's also true. That's also part of the process as well. So, a person who does this, that is the schar, but whichever way it's interpreted, it's midah. Okay, we'll stop here.